In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time to tee off with Danny and Dusty.
I had 5 birdie chances, and I didn't sink a single one.
Wait, you had 5 birdie opportunities and shot 100?
Mm-hmm.
And you're claiming at only one blow-up hole?
Mm-hmm.
Would you shoot a 50 on that hole?
It's PGA Championship Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Somebody got to go.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday. What a Tuesday it is.
Holy crap. Is there anything to talk about today?
Here we are, May 13th, 2025. The Portland Trailblazers will be for sale for the first time since, 1988 when Paul Allen purchased the team?
Yes.
The Portland Trailblazers are for sale. Jody Allen and the Allen Trust have announced that the team will hit the market and they will be for sale. It happened just after Dirt and Sprague signed off. Great timing for those two guys.
Perfect.
That's a we talk about bummer Brandon. What a bummer for Brandon and Mr. Andy Dirt Johnson. But shortly after they signed off the airwaves, the Portland Trailblazers announced that they will be going up for sale, and that is huge news here in the city of Portland. It does not happen very often. In fact, this is going to be the third time the franchise is going to be changing hands.
Yeah, this is, I know a lot of people are like, oh, perfect, great, and there's people freaking out about the team's moving to Seattle. We'll dive into everything, but this is probably between what happened to the lottery, the news this morning, what may have happened to Jason Tatum, one of the biggest days of major news I think I've ever covered. It doesn't happen often. We're talking about the team being sold for the second time.
Yeah, I mean,
this is in its 55 year history. This is the second time it's been sold.
Larry Weinberg to Paul Allen. Paul Allen transferred over his ownership to Jody when he died. That's it since 1970. The organization was founded, and in 1970, that has been the ownership. Yeah. Full stop. I mean, there's been a ton of consistency in that regard, and this is a landmark moment for the Portland Trailblazers organization, and there's no way to kind of skirt around it. No. That look, this could be in several people, I myself included, I'm excited for the opportunity of new ownership and what that can bring to the Portland Trailblazers franchise. And I know there's a lot of people partying in the streets. Well, it's a party on Twitter right now. Yeah. It's also
it's scary
very, very, very kind of shaky time
yeah.
for ownership, especially because of the fact that this comes prior to expansion. Now, one thing Adam Silver did say, and those people that are saying that, oh, the team's just going to move to Seattle. One thing that Adam Silver has said is that on the agenda this summer is expansion.
Yes.
And it does appear that expansion in Las Vegas and Seattle are looming. And we all thought that this would not come until expansion happened. And that very well could be, because the ownership groups for Vegas and Seattle are already in place, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. But we now have some finality to, in 2018, we've been in limbo here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And that has been, it's been a nervous time for Blazer fans, because you just don't know when the sale was going to happen, but you knew it had to happen due to Paul Allen's final wishes.
Yes. And whether it was 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, you know, we got, was that 2 years ago that we got the statement from the Allen estate about it was going to be, it could take 15 years to unwind all of this, blah, 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 blah. I think that's what it was 2 years ago. This is not done. What, it's not a coincidence that this is coming on the heels of the Boston Celtics sale. That's what this is waiting for.
$6.1 billion.
Yeah. The Celtics sale set the landmark for what expansion rights are going to be. They're going to be anywhere between $5.5 and $6 billion. So you're looking at an influx of cash from anywhere between $11 and $12 billion just for the rights to buy a franchise between Las Vegas and Seattle. And with that, that gets the ball going. That's where this all goes. And everybody's like, do you think they're going to sell to Phil Knight? They're going to sell to the highest bidder. That's what they're going to sell to.
And remember a couple of years ago when that 15-year statement came out, that was on the heels of, you know, the public.
A couple of hit pieces.
Well, and it became public that not just Phil Knight, but Alan Sliminski, who is a minority owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in a real estate mogul, I believe, down in the LA area, developed the USC.
Yeah, he redid the entire area around USC, which turned it from, boy, was it bad, to whoa.
Yeah. So he's got some cash. Phil Knight obviously has some cash.
Yes.
And is money an object for those guys? I don't know. You know, it's not.
I'll tell you
it's
right now, the bid that they made is nowhere close to what it will take to buy this team.
And a lot has changed.
Yeah.
Since then, namely the sale of the Boston Celtics for an exorbitant amount of money. And when you have a record-setting sale price, that raises the valuation of each of the franchises in the league itself. So obviously that number is going to go up. There are so many moving parts to all of this, and they do include a timeline for this. Think of it in these terms. Last year, it was very quick, the sale of the Boston Celtics. In relative terms to a team sale. They went for sale in July. Was it Wick Grosbeck?
Yeah, the Grosbeck family, yep.
He is going to be the governor of the Boston Celtics through the 2027-2028 season.
Yes.
Okay? Although ownership will change hands, he will still remain the governor for several years. Now, he can relinquish that governorship of the team prior to that, but these things take a lot of time.
Yeah,
I would imagine this is going to be 18 to 24 months before we kind of figure out what is actually happening and when we have those changing of hands.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, I mean, officially, we'll know before who's buy it. But
The email that I got that accompanied the press release, basically like from the Blazers business and PR side of things, was very much like, it's up for sale. Shrug. we don't have much more information beyond that. Like, here's where it is, and here's the statement, and here's everything that's going with this. But yeah, if you're asking me what I think is going to happen, I think you're going to have multiple bidders, because these don't come up for sale very often. That's the whole point. It's an asset that has continued to gain and gain and gain. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the bubble's going to burst on this. The bubble's going to burst on this. I've heard that now for 15 years. It hasn't burst any time. Since the time I started covering the team in 2010 till now, the Blazers went from probably a $1.5 billion valuation to, I would imagine, they're going to sell for four.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be what I assume is going to happen with this, is they will sell for $4 billion. So that's a massive, massive return in just 15 years. Beyond that, what does that mean for the city? And I'm already starting to wonder what's going to come out of this, because anytime you sell a team, number one, everybody's worried about the team moving to Seattle. We've already talked about expansion to Seattle and Las Vegas. They're not, I guess there's a less than 1% chance that some billionaire wants to move the team to North Dakota or Montana, but how many top 20 markets don't have a team?
Kansas City.
33rd.
Our top 20?
Yeah.
None?
It's a very small list.
For 33rd, Kansas City has an arena.
They have an arena.
That's been sitting just empty. And then you have like Vegas and Seattle, right? And those will come with expansion. I mean, those ones are going to be your expansion cities. Look, the NBA is not in the business of moving teams anymore after what happened with Seattle. And Adam Silver has been very clear about that. And I really do wonder what kind of language is going to be put into any sale agreement, because that will be very important to kind of see.
Baltimore, San Diego. Those are your only two top 20 markets that don't have an NBA team.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if the NBA was willing to have that happen, especially after expansion is announced.
Yeah. You don't move teams when you're expanding. Now, you might move a team to the Eastern Conference. I mean, you are going to move a team to the Eastern Conference, but they're not physically moving.
I feel like this is a signal that expansion isn't just like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
No, it's happening.
It's happening within the next couple of months.
Yeah.
And that is, I think that will calm a lot of the fears. Mm-hmm. But the fears, they can be real. And it's an uneasy time for anybody. And to sit there and say that it's not going to happen and it would never happen, I'm not going to go down that road, because you never say never.
I'm as close to that as humanly possible.
But at the same time, every signal from the league has been, we don't want to do that, especially in a market that is passionate and sincere with their love for the Portland Trailblazers.
And,
on that note,
even though the Blazers have been a sub 500 team for 4 years now, they have been in the middle of the pack in attendance still.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't a Tampa Bay, Oakland baseball situation where people talk about apathy towards the team. There's not. People are still going to games.
Well, if you are we're going to have a lot on this. We will be joined by Brian Berger, who does Sports Business Radio. Brian used to work for the organization. Mm-hmm. And worked closely with Paul Allen and the Portland Trailblazers. He has had a lot on this on his Twitter feed, at SB Radio. He'll join us at 1:15. There's so many arms to this, including, all right, the Blazers are up for sale. What about the Seattle Seahawks? And the Blazers have been pretty clear now. The Seahawks are not for sale, and they don't have to be sold at the same time. So that is something to keep in mind there. There's a lot of consternation amongst Blazer fans that are worried that the team is going to be uprooted. Tamp that down. This is an exciting time, though, because 2018, Paul Allen passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that this was going to happen.
Eventually.
Now it's time.
The process has started, and here we go.
What it means, nobody's getting a sweetheart deal on this.
No.
Organization. We will tell you why coming up next. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Portland Trail Blazers are officially up for sale. Now, there will be no sweetheart of a deal to a local ownership group that may not have the highest bid. And there's a lot of reasons for that, mainly being it is built into the Allen Trust that the money will go to the Paul Allen Foundation. And that money, there's like incentives for having the most money go into that foundation. That is a big kind of pivot point in this potential, or the sale of the Portland Trailblazers, not a potential sale, of the sale of the Portland Trailblazers, that the highest bidder will be rewarded with this team.
Yes, and the initial offer that Phil Knight made was $2 billion, and I think it's going to be double that when it's all said and done.
So if you go back historically, that was 2 years ago, right? So yeah. We were 2023, okay? If you go back to 2014, the Clipper sale to Steve Ballmer, he bought the team for $2 billion. Mm-hmm. The Houston Rockets were sold in 2019 for $2.2 billion. The Brooklyn Nets sold in 2019 as well for $2.35 billion. That puts that, and that's where those numbers kind of, you get that $2 billion. Later in 2023, the Charlotte Hornets were sold for $3 billion.
The Hornets.
Then the Dallas Mavericks in 2023 sold for $3.5 billion. Mm-hmm. This is where you get to, all right, why is this going so far up? Because Dallas, far larger city than Portland is.
The Phoenix Suns and Mercury were sold to Matt Ishbia, who at the time everybody was like, that's an overpay, for $4 billion. He wanted a team. He got a team for half a billion more than the Dallas Mavericks were sold for. Fast forward to last summer, the Boston Celtics were sold for $6.1 billion. Now, that's one of the most historic franchises in the NBA, one of the most lucrative franchises in all of professional sports.
And a massive market.
And so that was the market has been set at the tippy-tippy top, but you go back and you go, all right, the water has risen for every other franchise sale.
And the thing you also have to take into consideration is the Boston Celtics do not control TD Bank. I believe Ishbia does control the building. Dallas, I believe they control the building, but that arena is old as dirt, and they're trying to build a new arena. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The Moda Center is 30 years old next year.
That's going to be an interesting one.
I've got feelers out to figure some stuff out. Remember, there's a 5-year bridge lease. That seems pretty poignant right now, because I think the reason why they don't sign an extended length lease right now is because they had a reeling suspicion of when things were going to come timing-wise. And whoever is going to come in here and buy this team is probably going to want to build a new arena. And I don't, this is conjecture amongst other folks that I've talked to already. The timing of this is interesting. We just had news come out of Salem that approved a change in the millionaire tax. The jock tax that could help fund a potential baseball team to Portland. If you're the Portland Trailblazers and a new owner wants to build a new building, don't you want to try to get this taken care of before that and jump in line in front of that to potentially have any earmarked funds that could go towards that? Because, look, this is Portland. Public funds aren't going towards a building. We all know that.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know, because I just don't know what specifically those funds are earmarked for, whether and that's something for me to dive into later, because I have not.
No.
I had the time to do that. What that looks like, and is it the specifics of what it is earmarked for, that will be interesting.
Because if you're a new owner and you've got one of the older, I believe the Blazers have the fourth or fifth oldest building in the NBA right now. Pretty much everybody has a brand new building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Seattle has a $1 billion refurbished old building that they'll move into. Vegas has T-Mobile that they'll move into, and they have one that they're planning to build at the north end of the strip for what will be like the NBA Conference Center. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the All-Star Game and every event basically move to Las Vegas permanently, because that's become a gathering spot for basically everyone. Between Chicago and Vegas, I think that's pretty much where they'll set up shop for all their events. But you take a look at just around the NBA, that's going to be very interesting to see how that part of it plays out, because the Blazers do control Moda.
Yeah.
That is, they do. Now, they don't control the land around it because of that 5-year lease and the things that they've done there. I'm trying to get some clarification on exactly how those things are divvied up and broken out, but that's like breaking into Fort Knox.
So the Portland Trailblazers have the 7th oldest arena in the NBA. Madison Square Garden, the Target Center in Minneapolis, the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, the Phoenix Arena, and Rocket Arena in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. And all of those have all gone on.
The United Center as well.
They've all undergone massive renovations. I believe the Blazers are the last arena to undergo massive renovations.
Yeah. So close to the oldest arena in the NBA. Officially the 7th oldest. Opened the same year as the TD Garden, where Boston plays. So,
and MSG's never getting torn down. They're just going to keep renovating it.
Like, yeah. And they had a massive overhaul recently.
Over the last couple of years.
To Madison Square Garden. Yeah. So, look, it is an old arena. Owners, they like new fancy things. If you look at it since in the last decade, you've had, with obviously the newest being the Intuit Dome where the Clippers play, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new arenas in the last decade.
And how many of those have new owners?
Kings, new owners. Pistons, no. Bucks, yes. Warriors, yes. Clippers, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You can connect the dots there.
It's not hard.
No. So that's an interesting move to just think of the timing of everything.
Yes.
One, expansion is going to be happening in the NBA. Adam Silver has said it's on the agenda for this summer. We know that there are two arenas and several ownership groups that are ready to pounce and ready to go. And look, teams don't go for sale without having the vultures already circling.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's the Clippers, where the owner is forced out.
Yeah.
And that
is
the
Phoenix.
That is the only time. Well, yeah, but yeah. The same kind of situations, right?
Yeah.
Is that these teams are, and really the Sarver one, he knew he was on the outs,
yeah.
And he was taking some offers, and he knew he didn't want to, but his hand was forced. Yeah. But the Clippers one was like the Clippers and the Carolina Panthers. Those are the two where it was like, those really came out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah. And
I mean, you have to think about the size of this thing. Like the value, even if it not being for sale at the level the Celtics was, at $3.5-4 billion, the pool of people that can pay for that and then run a team is very small.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly small. And I'm really interested to see if it's not Phil Knight, who is the person that does it? Because you've heard names like Jeff Bezos trying to get into teams. There was a lot of smoke around him potentially buying the Boston Celtics. There was a lot of smoke around him potentially buying the Washington Commanders because of his investments in the region, both in multimedia and just in the region in general. But you start thinking about the potential buyers in the Northwest region alone, it's a very small list.
But if you have a list, and look, the reality of it is Matt Ishbia is not a Phoenix guy. He bought that team.
No.
Steve Ballmer is not an LA guy.
No.
He bought that team. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reality is with the valuation of these franchises, new ownership will not be local, but there are things that you 100% want to have in your owners. And I'd be interested to hear what you have because my list is relatively short of what I want from an owner. Love to hear from you on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. Also, you can chime in on the YouTube chat. YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan. The party people partying on the YouTube stream. Keep it going, folks, and in that chat. First, we've got Jeff Rust with a sports update.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Portland Trail Blazers are up for sale. An organization announcing today. Ooh, wheels will be in motion. This ain't going to happen before next season. It won't happen. I would say the most aggressive timeline is 18 to 24 months on this.
For it to fully transition.
Yeah. I mean, we'll know who it's going to be probably by the beginning of the season?
I think it probably goes into the spring. Kind of like with the Celtics.
Yeah. Well, wait, what?
Into the...
Well, we knew who the who was buying it.
There was two different guys that were... It was down to two groups in the very end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both local, but...
Yeah. But this is going to... It's going to move fast with all the names that are going to be thrown out there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Phil Knight will be involved in some capacity, a group attached to him. He's 87 years old.
Yeah.
Still doing well, moving around, going around, traveling. But it's going to be him and, like, Alan Siminski was the guy who was his partner a couple of years ago. I don't know if that is still going to be the case. Hell, Phil Knight may just say, nah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. But he did mention it was part of a civic duty the last time, right? Like,
yeah.
And then the Albina project popped up right after that. But in a new owner, what are you looking for?
More money than God.
That's it?
I want my owner to have more money than God.
Mm.
Like, I want them to care. I want them to be invested. But I don't want them to be too invested. And that's the problem, is that more often than not, the people have the necessary money to do this, think they know the right way to do it, and more often than not, they come in and they faceplant. Up and down the board. Doesn't matter what sport it is. How many new owners have come in and just nailed it?
Commanders. They've tried.
Commanders did.
Commanders.
But the bar was so freaking low.
Yeah, but they've
nailed
over
it,
man. They've cleared it by miles. No matter who buys this team is going to have that. More money than God.
Yeah.
The days of the Brown family, which owns the Bengals, owning a team, or the Davis family owning the Raiders, those are long gone. The money is going to be there. I want somebody that cares about winning and cares about basketball to be the owner.
Yep.
Because they will all have money. The worst thing that you can have as an owner is somebody who looks at it as an investment portfolio tab. And that scares me because Paul Allen cared. And at times, about the middle stage of his ownership, he cared too much.
Yeah.
He cared too much about the team, and he meddled a lot, Ha-Sung Jin. And got in, and then he finally backed away once he saw, hey, the Seahawks, they're playing for a Super Bowl, and I am on the periphery here, but I own this team. And he started to let the front office
be basketball people.
Front office people. And so that, to me,
is the most important thing. Because if you get an owner who just is, this is part of my portfolio, yeah. I own the team, whatever, I don't care if they win or lose, just show me the check and is the value going up, that would suck.
Yes, and that's the scary proposition is that, I mean, for the most part, the people with that money, that's what their mindset is. And that's why I want somebody, if they're not going to be local, I want somebody at least from the West Coast that understands sports out here, that understands the implication of the Trailblazers out here, that knows the market. Because if you get somebody from outside the market who doesn't understand basketball or doesn't understand the region and the ties that the fan base have to the region, that it can crater very quickly, very quickly. And that's what scares me. And people can say what they want about Jody Allen, the estate and all this stuff, and she's terrible, blah, 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 blah. She at least understands that part of it. They have spent money. They have invested in the team. Is it the best? No. Is it the worst? Hell no. And this is not the devil that you know situation for me, but I am leery of somebody coming in with a crap ton of VC money and going, we're going to do this the way we do things in Silicon Valley, and go, we're going to do it in a manner that does not work in sports. And you've seen it happen time after time after time.
I want a Ballmer. Hell, I want an Ishbia, because you can say what you want about Ishbia. Ishbia's tried. And you know what?
I don't want that. I don't want an Ishbia.
I want Ishbia's taking care of the fans.
Yeah, that part of it is great.
Whether it's their TV deal going over the air, mm-hmm. whether it is $2 concessions, mm-hmm. whether it is making big swings and putting them on the table and saying, yeah, we're going to try, and it backfires, and sometimes it does.
And it might have them in the gutter for 10 years now.
But I want an owner who cares about basketball.
Yeah.
Because I would rather have that, and we can all get pissed off that the moves didn't work, than apathy setting in because nobody's ever going to try.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we going to do here? You know, like that, those are the things that I think matter in an owner. And you see it with Josh Harrison in Washington, and there's horror stories, but there's success stories too. And it is not working for Josh Harrison in Philadelphia because he owns the 76ers too. Mm-hmm. And they take big swings, but they care. And that's what I care about in this. Take care of the fans and really care about the product that is being put out there.
Yeah, no, in that vein, I agree with you. And look, I'm being picky. I know I am. But that's the whole point, is like everything that comes along with this, I want an owner that does care. And I want an owner that probably cares too much. But I want an owner that understands basketball. And to let basketball people make basketball decisions. Because you've got, everyone talks about Ishbia. The basketball decisions that were made in Dallas were made absentmindedly of ownership. Because they have no understanding of basketball.
My fever dream is Mark Cuban is so pissed off at Nico Harrison.
That he comes back and
that he's just like, Dirk, let's relocate. Our new favorite team's Portland. And he comes and buys the team. Now that's my, I want a unicorn. Give me that unicorn.
I mean,
but I hope he is pissed off to that point that he goes and does it. Final answer.
I would not be against Mark Cuban getting the deal.
Well, yeah, obviously. And that would, we'd all of a sudden have a built-in rival and it'd be the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Has anybody ever owned two teams in the same sport?
No, he can't. He would have to fully divest from the Mavericks.
Yeah, because he still owns like 21% of the Mavericks.
But do it. You know what? Sell that 20% and come up to Portland. Huh? He's loved it here. He raves about Portland every time he comes here. I doubt he wants to own a team here, but I'd love
it. Do it. Do it.
That's what I want.
Okay, my wheels are spinning now a little too fast.
I know that I knew that was dangerous. I knew I shouldn't have done it because now your tinfoil hat is securely strapped to your head.
Oh, buddy, he's been on for 24 hours now.
He was the first guy that I thought of because you want owners that care, and he is like, he embodies
and
that.
And the likelihood of whoever buys the team, probably whoever comes in, it'll be a group. there will probably be somebody who divests from ownership from somewhere else.
Yeah.
To buy into this team.
Yeah. All right. 503-864-6326, the fan text line. New ownership needs to be a fan of the game, not just an investor. Paul Allen, check this box. Yeah. Sometimes a little bit too much. Whoever the new owners, they'll be a-holes because there are no good people at that level of billionaires eligible to buy a sports team. You're replacing one a-hole with another. Wow. Okay. All right. We got that going for us, which is nice. Money, passion, and an ability to let the front office work without being micromanaged.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like, did you text that?
Yeah. No,
did you just text that in?
Nope, not me.
You just text that
Whoever
in?
Whoever that is.
You just text that in? I think that was you.
That's a very smart individual.
I think that is you. This is a nerve-wracking time for Blazer fans. It's an exciting time as well. The Blazers are for sale. We don't know how quick this is going to move. We don't know the names that are going to be at play. This will be changing. It's going to be a landscape that changes very, very quickly. There are a lot of people that want to in on the ownership of professional sports. These opportunities, they don't come very often. And it may not seem like that, but
they don't.
And it's true.
At that scale, it just doesn't happen.
There's only 30 NBA teams right now.
About to be 32, but even then.
Even that, those are set, pushed off to the side.
Nobody wants to sell.
Yeah. No.
Because they just keep gaining valuation. They keep gaining money.
And that's the scary part, though.
Like, Paul Allen bought the team, wasn't it? $300
million? I think it was less than that.
I thought it was like in the 100s.
Yeah.
Like 115?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking a little bit later. I know a team sold for $300 million.
Yeah, no, he bought it for $70
million. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So the estate's going to take a $70 million sale and turn it into a $4 billion sale.
Yeah. Somebody's going to try to spin it as they lost some money.
I don't think you could lose. I don't think the math could. Like, you would have to lose hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
All right.
In order for that to happen. That's insane.
But that's the scary part, though, is that what you just outlined also brings out the people who don't care about sports and just say there's money to be made in sports. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. This is Danny and Dusty.
I knew
just by me mentioning my fever dream, like, I was going to unlock Danny's conspiracy theorist. I would say inner demon, but we all know it's outer.
Mm.
You've already tweeted at Mark Cuban. You've already tweeted at, hey, Mark Cuban, want to run a team again? I knew this was going to happen once I said it. Once I said it, some things, I let my intrusive thoughts come out, and I did it because I did it for the people. But now you're going to try to bully Mark Cuban into owning the Blazers, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. If we can do it, let's do it.
I might send a you up text.
I think everybody should just start. Oh, you know what? Hell, I'll do it. Hey, Mark Cuban, you like Portland? Yeah, Mark Cuban. All right, you like Portland?
Mm. I like it. Mm. I like it.
All right.
Look, I might send him a text.
Ooh, I need to send.
It may stay on red, but
everybody has his number. His number is very accessible. And email address. Mm. You can just Google his email address. And he responds to it. That's the crazy thing. Mark Cuban responds to emails. It's weird.
He's just a dude.
He is just a dude. Got hashtag Rip City in there, too.
Mm, there you go.
There we go.
I'm babe.
All right. I've done my part. Mm. Look. If there's something that is more Portland than crowdsourcing your new ownership, I don't know what.
Right?
All right. Okay. We're trying to get Mark Cuban to own the Blazers. Okay. Your text, P1 Lawrence. Hell, why not throw NVIDIA money in there too? He'll be the effer of the FU money, guys. Jensen Huang?
Yeah.
NVIDIA owner, went to Aloha High School, Oregon State. I would venture to guess if he cared about sports Oregon State would not be in the position that they are in athletically right now.
For reference, I believe he's fourth in net worth right now.
He's worth $100 billion
somewhere on the, he's worth the current value. Excuse me, current valuation is $102 billion.
Think about it.
And I think he was at like 150 or 160 or something like that, like 4 months ago, 5 months ago. NVIDIA took a wee bit of a hit.
Well,
but yeah,
protect some of that money in the NBA.
Yeah, $100 billion. He doesn't have any issues, and that's the thing. Is like you said, if he was a sports motivated human, Oregon State would not be in the position they're in because he could cut off quite a bit of money and not even notice it.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that for a second. If he cut off a $150 million check to Corvallis, it wouldn't even be a dent. He'd have to do that 10 more times for it to even be a billion.
That's crazy.
And he has 100 more of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot of these guys, they like their money too.
Look, you don't get rich by spending money.
Yeah. All right. If you are wondering, and I know that some of these texts have come in, again, this means nothing for the Seattle Seahawks right now.
Yes.
Which the Allen Estate also owns, nor does it mean anything for the 25% stake that the Allen Estate has in the Seattle Sounders. So they are holding on to those for now, but it is known in the will, they have to divest from them at some point unless they want to purchase it back.
Yes. And on the Seahawks front, there is a deal worked in within the state that I believe expires at the end of this month. I think it was May 2025 is when if they sold the team before the end of this month, they would owe, it was either 10% or 15% to the state of Washington. So the Seahawks were never going to hit the market regardless until after this month. That was part of, I believe, the lease deal that they struck last time.
All right. So maybe we see something in a month.
Wouldn't surprise me if you started hearing murmurs about the Seahawks being for sale later this year.
Oh, all right. Coming up 20 minutes from now, we will be speaking with Brian Berger. He is a sports business radio. You can find him on Twitter at SB Radio. He's a guy who's in tune with the aptly named Sports Business Radio, the business of sports. Also, he's local and used to be an employee of the Portland Trailblazers. So he's got a unique perspective on all things sports business and the Portland Trailblazers. Brian will join us coming up just under 20 minutes from right now. We had the NBA draft lottery. We still need to get to that. The NBA is rigged. We have a devastating injury in the NBA. Love him, hate him, however you feel about Jason Tatum, you have to feel for that young man.
Unbelievable. We still haven't gotten the official news. He's having an MRI this morning, and if you saw what happened and how he reacted and the screams that were coming out of him, I don't think it's going to be good news.
Yeah. I mean, am I the only one that I was like, when I saw him in like wheelchaired out, mm-hmm. I was like, Paul Pierce came right back.
Yeah, I mean, there were some people like, oh, he's trying to pull a Paul Pierce. No, you don't go to the ground screaming, grabbing the back of your ankle like that.
I feel awful for him.
It's nasty.
I feel awful, awful, awful.
If it's the worst news, I mean, you want to talk about the Celtics being for sale, and I don't mean this in a negative way. If that injury is what we think it is, and a devastating Achilles injury, he's out for all of next season, and if you're looking at the Celtics, they have a $55 billion anchor on their roster now. And if what happened last night leads to the Celtics being knocked out, you're looking probably at the end of the Celtics as you know them.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy just how
with the way the lottery went, they'll get A.J. DeBonsa. Hour number two next on The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.